Okay, so obviously a big influence on my channel is gaming, technology, headphones, but another big influence I have is music. And music streaming services comes to mind when I think about that. And there's four big ones that you can choose from. But the problem is nobody really knows the features when they go to sign up for these services. So I kind of wanted to give a pros and cons list of each of these services so you can get an idea and kind of choose which one you think might be best for you. And I don't want to make this video too long, so I'm just going to kind of bullet point everything and kind of go from there. So let's start with Google Play Music Premium. So it costs $9.99 per month, plus you get a month for free. Plus, when you're subscribed, you get YouTube Red for free, which is just YouTube music and ad-free YouTube. The thing I like about that is it helps content creators get paid. I know YouTube's going through a big advertising issue right now, so that's a nice way to support your favorite content creators. You can upload your own collection, and you get up to 50,000 songs for free that you can upload and play from the cloud. And you actually don't even need to have a subscription to Google Play to be able to do this. They just give it to you. So if you're kind of old school and you don't really want to pay for a streaming service and you want to just rip all of your CDs and upload them, I mean, this is still a good route to go instead of having everything on an iPod. It gives a description about the band and artist. I've come to discover it has more live albums and mixtapes than other services do. You can easily search for a podcast, or a lot of other services either don't include a podcast feature, or you kind of just can select what they have there and you can't really search for anything. So there's a big variety of different podcasts you can get into. It shows what's in your library and what you might be missing, which is really nice. So when you go to search for an artist, it can kind of it'll show you all of their albums, and then right below that shows what is in your library right now. So it's a nice way to see, oh, I forgot I didn't have this album. For the most part, it plays gapless, which is nice. There's some albums that I've run into that were supposed to play gapless and they didn't, but I think it all boils down to how you're streaming it. Oh, and a nice feature too. And for the most part, all of these services have this, but you can easily see related bands and artists. And that for me is essential because the listening to music is awesome, and I love listening to, the bands that I grew up on and the artists that I grew up on. But the discovery part of listening to music is also something that I look for when I haven't heard something and I hear something new. And I'm like, wow, that sounds great. I can't believe this band put that together that way. And that's something I really look for. So Google Play has that, and I really like that. Shuffling songs, so you can shuffle. This is something I like to do. I like to go into all of my songs and just shuffle them when I really have no idea what I want to listen to. Because, I've got so much music in my collection that it's kind of overwhelming to think, oh, I'm going to go listen to this album right now. Where I can kind of just shuffle a song, and when I kind of get into that song, I'm like, I want to listen to that whole album. So what's nice is I can easily go from shuffle to album on Google Play. Now let's talk about the cons. So the cons are uploading your collection is pretty buggy and slow when you're using their web-based manager. I've actually run into a problem that I've been trying to figure out over the past few weeks that I finally figured out. But it was just stuck on uploading and it would not upload anything else. And I was getting very frustrated because there are certain albums that I just could not find on Google Play. So I had to buy them and upload them. And the thing is, it wasn't letting me do it. So, and I might make a separate video on this, but there's a really simple solution where all you have to do is, instead of using Google Chrome, use an internet browser and go into your Google Play, and then go into the upload section, and it'll ask you to download the Music Manager desktop client. And once you do that, you can easily do it from your desktop instead of using their web-based program, which, my gosh, made things a lot easier. But what wasn't easy is the fact that you could not Google that and find that anywhere. You had to do it the specific way I did it. But that's how I did it. Anyway, I digress. When you do upload, obviously it requires a computer, so that could be seen as a con. It's pretty ugly layout. I mean, it's orange, and honestly, it's kind of unorganized when you go into your library. I mean, I hate seeing those big pictures of the albums. I kind of want just like a list, maybe a small album artwork, but I kind of just want a list of what's on there, because it gets a little overwhelming when I go into my library. There's no way to change that, and there's no way to change the color that I know of. The scroll bar is really touchy, so if you've got a big phone like I do, it's hard to go into one, you know, it's hard to be in, have your phone in one hand and kind of want to slowly scroll through, and you might accidentally hit the side and it just goes all the way down, which kind of, I've noticed that the app crashes a lot. When it does crash, it doesn't stop playing the music, which I guess is nice, so you don't really notice that it crashes, but it does crash a lot. Crashes at least once a day for me when I'm playing, and I play music a lot. So, I mean, it's not too bad. It's not annoying. It can happen. oh, and then one thing I did want to mention, too, if you don't have a subscription, when you upload your own collection, one thing to keep in mind is let me just simplify it. So let's say you upload an Eminem album. Okay. You uploaded the Eminem show. Okay. It's in your collection. It's on your computer. It's the unedited version, but nowhere within the metadata does it say explicit or unedited or anything like that, but you know that this is the album that's unedited. Well, when you upload it to Google, because it doesn't say unedited or it doesn't say explicit, it will most likely replace it with an edited version. So that got really annoying. And then another thing is that when you're uploading, you're not playing your exact files. So unless it's just not found anywhere on Google, when you upload, it's playing whatever Google had on file. So it's for them to save space on their servers. It kind of, when you upload, let's say the Eminem show, it's you're uploading and you're basically, when you upload, you're saying, I own this album. I have the right to play this album. And so Google lets you play from their collection. So, okay, so Google has the biggest pros and cons list out of all of these. So let's move on to Spotify Premium. Spotify Premium, here's the pros. It's user-friendly. It looks great. It's a dark-themed service, and I really love how it looks. It gives you a description about the band and the artist. You can follow a band and artist. You can easily see related artists, something I said was important. It's a stable app. It's never crashed on me. It plays gapless albums stupendously. I mean, it just plays them great. I've never come across an album that was supposed to be gapless that didn't play that way. And you can actually go into your settings and you can crossfade them too. So a lot of people use Spotify kind of as like a music service for when you're throwing a party, because there's so many cool features within that, where you can crossfade songs, or you can make playlists, or you can play playlists that have already been created. You can easily add podcasts. You cannot search for podcasts from your phone app. From what I've tried to do, you can't search for them. You can just add the list of a podcast from their list of already approved podcasts. There is technically a way to play your local files, or play files that you have maybe stored on Dropbox, or files that you have on iTunes, but it gets really, really complicated, and I don't know if there's a really good way to do it. So I'm going to say that uploading your songs and playing your own collection, no, you can't do it. I'm just going to say it. So that's a con. Another con, like I mentioned, you can't search for a podcast. You can only work with what they have. And then, unlike Google Play, you don't get any other free service. It's just Spotify. Costs $9.99 per month, and you get a month free, just like Google. Okay, so let's talk about Amazon's Music Unlimited. Okay, so the normal cost of it is $9.99 per month. If you have Amazon Prime, which some people might already have an Amazon Prime membership, it changes from $9.99 to $7.99 per month. So you save literally just $2. They let you upload 250 songs for free of your own collection, which, in my opinion, is stupid. Because if you're already paying for Amazon Prime and you're already paying for Music Unlimited, now all of a sudden, if you want more than 250 songs, you have to pay an additional $24.99 to add on to your collection. Now, the caveat to that is, well, if you purchase a song, if you purchase an album from Amazon Prime or from Music Unlimited or their music database, then it does not count towards your uploaded collection. So, I mean, whatever. Uploading is fairly simple. It works great. It uses a desktop app. And from what I can tell, it plays your actual file. And the way I know that is because I went to... I uploaded a song that... And I used the same metadata and all that, but I edited the song and I just added like just some basic random noise inside of it. And when I went to play it on the app, it played that same file with the weird noise that I added to it. So I know that it plays the actual file. It looks great. It doesn't look as good as Spotify, but it still looks really good, better than Google Play. The cons: no band or artist description. It suggests related bands and artists, but on a completely different section, and it's totally random. I mean, it basically you have to go to a different page on the app, and then it says, because you listen to so-and-so, we suggest these artists, and it's totally random. It doesn't give you an option to go into a specific artist, and it doesn't say, here are some related artists, which, you know, I saw as a con. It seems like Amazon is always looking for ways for you to spend more money. And that goes back to their pricing. It continues to shuffle songs in an album after going into album. So what that means is if I'm on songs, like just like I mentioned before, I like to shuffle my songs before I play an album. If I'm in shuffle mode and I'm like, oh, I want to listen to that album, I'll go to the album and I'll click on the first song, and lo and behold, it's still in shuffle mode. Well, I can easily turn off shuffle mode, that's not a problem, but when I go to the next song, it still would shuffle. So it's just a bug within the app, but it just, once you turn off shuffle because you started it in shuffle, it still thinks you're shuffling technically for that first song change, because what I think it does is, it once you play a song, it queues up the next song already. So that's just something that I think they could easily fix. The phone app itself is hard to update because it does not update through the Play Store. It updates through Amazon. So what I had to do is I had to go through like my phone settings and update some permissions and say that this app was allowed to make changes. And it just gets really complicated, so I didn't like that. Overall, I would say it has less music than Google Play, Apple Music, and I think even Spotify. There were a lot of tracks from albums that I found that were just missing for some reason. And then I noticed that I would add some songs, or I would add some albums, and 3 weeks later, that album was no longer playable. It would just be black. It would still show that it was in my collection, but it would just not be there. So that to me shows that licensing had expired. And I think that, I don't know, it gets a little complicated, but I think artists are more apt to continue their licensing on like Spotify and Google versus Amazon. So that's something that you would have to kind of deal with if you have Music Unlimited. So, all right, let's talk about the last one, Apple Music. Now, Apple Music, in my opinion, would have been perfect. So let's talk about that. The cost is $9.99, but you get 3 months for free. I mean, 3 months. That's better than any other service out there. That's like you're saving yourself $30 for 3 months. It looks good, even though it's a white and not so dark theme. It looks good, and the collection is very organized. And you can easily upload your own collection using iTunes. The other thing I kind of like is you can follow and comment on artists' posts. So an artist might post like an update, kind of like YouTube a little bit. And you can comment on those posts, which I thought is kind of cool. It makes it a little bit unique. Arguably, it has the biggest music library, because when an artist releases music, there's just a stigma about wanting to get your music on iTunes. That's like you're going to make money if your music is on iTunes. So every artist tries to put their music on iTunes, and any song or album that's on iTunes is going to be streamable in the Apple Music library. So I would say they probably have the biggest music library. But going back to Google, I would say they have more like mixtape type stuff there. All of these, one streaming service is going to have one thing that the others don't have. I mean, that's just going to be a common theme, unfortunately. So that's what makes it really important for that upload your own collection feature. The playlist creator within Apple Music is really easy. I mean, and not only can you create the playlist, but you can kind of move songs around. And then you also have radio stations, and they have their Beats Radio, I guess. That's kind of just like a variety station. Let's talk about cons real quick. So the Android app that I'm using, I don't have an iPhone. The Android app that I'm using is very, very buggy. And it would be great. And I thought it wouldn't be so much of a big deal, and I was going to honestly stay with Apple Music. But the bugs that are on this app are really detrimental to them. And I don't know, it's probably not this way on Apple products and, you know, iPhone devices. But what happens is you add an album, you're playing the album, and for some reason you're playing a song, it like doesn't play in the last 30 seconds, and it moves to the next song. And it seems like it's totally random. Now, when I say that, I don't mean it's just like you can play, you know, Kendrick Lamar, and one time it's going to skip to the next song, and then the next time it's not going to do that. No, I mean, it just totally picks certain songs and does that. So there's a few songs in my collection that I know, like I know this song is going to skip to the next one without finishing, and I don't know why it does that. And I tried to like look it up and see if there was a way to fix it, see if I could increase like the quality of my streaming or increase the amount of data usage on there, and it's just it doesn't change anything. And I've noticed it's been an ongoing problem since like 2010. So obviously this is a problem that Apple hasn't been able to figure out. So in my estimation, I decided not to stay with Apple Music, because I honestly think that they're not going to fix it in the near future. Maybe they do. If they did, Apple Music would be arguably the best streaming service out there. But for Android users, this is not for you. From what I can see on the Android app, there's no way to look up podcasts, which I thought was weird, because iTunes kind of made podcasts famous in a way. And the fact that you can't look up podcasts on their app, I just thought was weird. So anyway, so I know that this has been kind of a long-winded video. I tried to kind of hit it as fast as possible, but remember, you're talking about four different streaming services here, and you're talking about pros and cons of each. I just want to say that I decided to choose Google Play Music, Once I finally figured out how to actually upload songs the right way without coming across problems, even though it's an ugly app, even though it's stupid looking and you can't change that, everything you get from it, the free YouTube Red, the fact that you can upload 50,000 songs, I thought totally worth it. So that's just my opinion. I really liked Spotify, and I was going to stay with Spotify and just deal with the fact that I wouldn't be able to upload my own music unless I was going to go through a really complicated process to do that. I just didn't want to do that. So I was going to just go with Spotify and say, screw it, whatever. I'm not going to listen to, you know, some songs, whatever. But once I figured out the Google Play uploading, then it was a no-brainer. I wanted to go with them. I had Music Unlimited for the longest amount of time, and there was just so many things that I couldn't deal with. The fact that there were missing songs and I had to upload songs to complete an album, I thought was just stupid. Amazon, if you really want this Music Unlimited thing to last, you got to not only allow for a bigger upload limit. I mean, it's called unlimited, for crying out loud. Don't make people pay $25 a year, because I tell you what, they're not going to. They're going to go to Google Play and play their songs that way. Who cares about the $2 per month discount if you have Amazon Prime? You're already paying a lot of money to have, I mean, not a lot of money. You're already paying $10 a month to have Amazon Prime. And so really, if you pay for Amazon Prime and you're paying for the Music Unlimited and you're paying for those, the bigger upload limit, then you're paying a lot of money to Amazon, which I just thought, you know what? Amazon's looking for ways to get you to spend money. And so I don't want to fall into a trap where I have had Amazon Music Unlimited for a year and all of a sudden they make changes to their program and now I need to start paying money. I just don't want to. That's how I see Amazon. That's the road I see Amazon Music going on. So, and then going back to Apple, because of the bugs within the app, I would have stayed. But because of those and the fact that I don't think that they're going to fix those in the near future, Google Play. To me, Google Play is the way to go. So, one recommendation I would have to say to Google Play is to let you customize the layout would be a nice new feature. But anyway, I digress. Thanks for if you actually stayed and listened to the end. Thank you so much. I hope that this was helpful for you, because you know, spending 25 minutes to listen to this versus spending several months trying to figure out which one you like. I think this might help a lot of people save some time. So anyway, thanks again for watching and have a nice day. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks.